By now, many of us are about as sick of hearing about unemployment as we are of being unemployed. This economic malaise, or at least the projection of it by pundits and politicians alike, is inherently contagious to the point that we're all coughing into our bowls of stone soup. But this week brings a different perspective. What about taking care of the sick people who do work, so that we don't encourage more unemployment? The Orlando Earned Sick Time Initiative was launched on May 16th. The city ordinance being proposed by a new group, Citizens for a Greater Orlando, suggests that employees who work at least 160 hours a year should earn 1 hour of paid sick time for every 37 hours they work, gaining them a suggested 56 hours, or 7 days per year of earned leave. It may seem like small potatoes, but considering the amount of underpaid hospitality employees in Central Florida who fear for their jobs, thus potentially contaminating hundreds just by showing up to work sick, it makes perfect sense. A similar initiative proved successful when it was launched in 2007 in San Francisco, with two-thirds of employers even coming out in support of it. Though the Orlando group acknowledges the potential blowback from chamber groups and restaurant chains, they're taking the facts to the street and the chamber, hoping to gather 18,000 signatures over the summer to present to city council. Do Orlando businesses really care about their employees? I guess we're about to find out.